The Great Physician at Work, Chapter 17. For several weeks the Lord Jesus preached in the villages and cities of Galilee. Some of those cities and villages were located on the shore of the Sea of Gennesaret. The Lord Jesus preached most of his sermons and performed most of his miracles in this despised Galilee, the place which the pious Pharisees of Jerusalem hated most. During the day he would travel through the surrounding villages and cities, and at night he would return to Capernaum. Almost every Sabbath he preached in the synagogue at Capernaum. He had been rejected in Nazareth. There they had attempted to throw him from the rocks into the abyss. We told you about that in the previous chapter. The inhabitants of Nazareth had, as it were, driven the Savior from them. We do not read in the Bible of a single time when he returned to his former dwelling place. On that dreadful Sabbath, he left them, never to return. Capernaum became the city where he lodged at night and where he preached in the synagogue on the Sabbath. Come, in our thoughts, we will visit the synagogue at Capernaum on a Sabbath day. A Roman centurion had built this synagogue for the Jews. The synagogue is filled with the inhabitants of Capernaum who have come to the Lord's house to hear the Lord Jesus speak. He has been with them on many Sabbath days. The Jews of Capernaum gladly listen to the preaching of Jesus of Nazareth. They are astonished at the Savior's agreeable words and listened quietly and attentively to his calm voice and comforting words. As Jesus again speaks on this Sabbath, it is quiet in the synagogue. Attentively they follow the preaching of the Son of God. Suddenly, the pleasant calm, which has prevailed in the building, is roughly disturbed. The people frighten. Why? Listen. A person in the audience gives a harsh yell. In terror, everyone looks toward this place. A man with an unclean spirit, or one possessed with the devil, is in the synagogue. What does that mean? Now you must be very attentive. He is a person into whom the devil had entered. This often occurred in the days of Jesus' sojourn upon the earth. The devil completely ruled over such a person. When this person spoke, it was not the person speaking, but it was the devil using the mouth of such a miserable person. As the devil had spoken through the serpent in paradise, so also Satan spoke in those days through the mouth of the one possessed with the devil. Now you can readily understand we should have the greatest sympathy for such persons. Poor, poor people. They were prisoners of the prince of darkness. On the Sabbath, we are going to talk about, in this chapter, there is one who is possessed with the devil, sitting among those present in the synagogue. And suddenly, this man screams loudly. Yes, it is more than a scream. He says something. He yells, "Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee, who thou art, the Holy One of God." How does this man know this? Children, this man isn't speaking. It is the devil who speaks. Do you hear that Satan knows the Lord Jesus? The devil says openly that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God. Everyone can hear it. But Jesus will not permit devils to proclaim who he is. He needs not the help of the prince of darkness. The voice of the Savior rings out sternly and commandingly, "Hold thy peace and come out of him." The Lord Jesus does not say this to the afflicted man, but to the evil spirit which had entered into the man. The devil must obey. He dare not, neither can he refuse the Lord. But first, before he leaves the man, he will make a quick attempt to kill him. Just look. The afflicted one falls convulsively upon the ground. We read in the Bible that the unclean spirit had torn him. However, the heinous plan of the prince of darkness fails. The Lord Jesus guards the life of this miserable man. Suddenly, he stands up, cured. Satan had to surrender his prey. Boys and girls, while in Nazareth, the Lord Jesus had spoken about the captives who would be delivered. This poor man is an example. He was a captive of the devil. But at the command of the Son of God, Satan had to let him go. Satan was cast out. The inhabitants of Capernaum watch all this in great astonishment. They are amazed that even the unclean spirits obey him. Afterward, when they return to their dwellings, they converse with each other about it. Soon the entire city knows what has taken place in the synagogue that morning. Yes, it is spoken about even in the surrounding places. When the Lord Jesus left the synagogue, he went to the home of Simon Peter, for he lived in Capernaum. Peter was married and had his mother-in-law living with him. However, when Jesus enters this house, he finds a depressed feeling among those there. It is no wonder. There is one sick in the house. The old mother lies upon her bed. She has a high fever. It is impossible for her to get up. As soon as Jesus steps inside, they ask him if he will help her. If he will cure her, they doubt not but that he can do it. Would he, who could cast out the devil, not have the ability to cure this sick woman? With firm faith in his power, they ask him to do so. Jesus does not refuse. He immediately goes to the bedside of the sick woman. He bends over her, rebukes the fever, takes her by the hand, and lifts her up. The sickness departs upon the word of authority of the King of Kings. If we have had a high fever, we remain weak for some time after it has left us. Jesus not only rebukes the fever, but he also gives her strength again. Just look at what Peter's mother-in-law does. She leaves the bed and prepares the meal. The Bible says that she ministered unto them. This is the second miracle the Lord Jesus performed on this Sabbath day. Evening is approaching. Slowly the sun goes down, looking like a fiery ball. It approaches the western horizon. A little later, we only can see half of it, then only a speck. And finally, nothing more can be seen. The twilight is but short, and night comes quickly. At this hour, the streets of Capernaum begin to fill with people leaving their homes. Just look. We see a blind person walking, cautiously feeling his way so that he will not fall. Again, we see a cripple laboriously stumbling onward. A little further, a few men are walking, carrying a stretcher upon which a patient is lying. Over there, some strong men are holding one possessed of a devil who is desperately trying to free himself. The sweat streams from these men's faces because persons possessed with a devil have unknown strength. From where do all these people come so suddenly? Where are they going? Why are they walking in the streets after the sun has gone down and it is beginning to get dark? Our day ends at 12 o'clock midnight, but with the Jews the day ends when the sun goes down. So when the sun had gone beneath the horizon, the Sabbath ended and a new day had begun. All these people have been waiting for the next day to begin. There were many sick and afflicted people in the city of Capernaum. They had heard how that morning Jesus had cured in the synagogue the man possessed of the devil, and now they are on the road which leads to the house where Jesus will lodge that night. They are going to him to be cured. Yes, but isn't Jesus tired? Isn't it night? Can't he have some rest? Won't he send all these afflicted people away and say, come back tomorrow? No. Whoever comes to him, he receives. At last, the blind person arrives at the home where the Lord Jesus is, and he pleads for help. A little later, he returns, not unsteady and groping as before, but with firm, quick footsteps. He is cured. He has received his sight. The cripple also comes hobbling upon a pair of crutches. We see him walking without crutches soon and leaping in gladness. He has been delivered completely from his infirmity. He has no further need of crutches. The men who were carrying the patient on a stretcher now carry an empty stretcher. The seriously ill person who had been lying upon it is walking with them. He too is cured. The men who forcefully and with great difficulty had held the man with the unclean spirit are returning homeward. While they walk to their homes, the man who had been possessed with the devil walks with them. Upon the command of the King of Kings, the devil had to lose his prey. Whoever comes to Jesus is cured. No matter what ailment or disease they may have had, they all are delivered from it. Oh, in this night, joy and gladness prevailed in many homes of this Galilean city of Capernaum. Incurable sicknesses have been cured. Alas, many were satisfied with this outward cure. That was sufficient for most of them. They never thought about whether Jesus could cure them from sin or whether Jesus could deliver them from eternal destruction. They had no desire for that cure. They had no need for the Lord Jesus as their Savior. They did not believe the Lord Jesus was the Savior. Were there any among them who not only received deliverance from their bodily infirmity, but also received forgiveness of their sins? We do not know. It is late before the Lord Jesus finally can get some rest after this long, tiresome day. He can now go to bed to sleep so that he can receive new strength for the following day. A few hours later, while it is still dark and the inhabitants of Capernaum are still sleeping, Jesus leaves the house and hastens through the quiet streets. See him leaving the city, seeking a lonesome, deserted place where scarcely anyone ever comes. There he kneels and prays to God, his heavenly Father. The Lord Jesus was often in prayer. Can this be said of you too? In this, the Lord Jesus has set an example for us. Ah, ask him to teach you to pray. How will you be able to perform your work as it should be done if God does not give you strength and wisdom? Isn't it our solemn obligation to ask the Lord for it? Isn't he worthy to be worshipped? Hasn't he the ability to answer those prayers? Children, I will not give an answer to these questions. You must answer them yourself. Think calmly, but seriously about them. Will you do it?